You're listening to the Art of Living Well podcast with Father Ian Van Heusen. Welcome back to the Art of Living Well podcast. This is Tim. In this episode, Father Ian is talking about a topic near and dear to all our lives right now during the coronavirus pandemic. Is it murder if you don't wear a mask? This is an interesting episode. Definitely give it a listen. Enjoy.
The church's teaching and in light of philosophy. How do we understand moral decision-making in general? So the real question is, how do we understand decision-making, moral decision-making, and then how do we understand the particular decision when it comes to voting? So instead of jumping right into like deep water and dealing with politics in the first sermon, what I want to start off with is a question that's slightly tied in with particular circumstances right now, but also is not directly tied with voting, because I want to flesh out a few key ideas. I want to discuss what's called the sources of human actions, but also the teaching on conscience. So the question I want to get at, and the method I'm going to use, is very similar to St. Thomas Aquinas. So what he does is he sets up a series of arguments that answer the question wrongly. Then he kind of builds up his argument, and then he shows why those positions were wrong. So we're going to follow a little bit of that method. We're going to kind of use a lot of Thomistic principles as we kind of walk through this. So the question, it's a little bit extreme, but I think you're going to get at why I'm fleshing this out, is, are you guilty of murder if you don't wear a mask, right? So if you're not wearing a mask in public, are you guilty of murder? So some people seem to hold the position, or at least it's a position that we could hold. Whether anybody does or not is a whole other issue. It's kind of a little bit of what they call a straw man argument. So some people hold the position, if you do not wear a mask in public, you have in fact committed a mortal sin and possibly have participated in the deaths of innocent people by your carelessness. People who hold this position would argue that the evidence is clear that mask wearing stops the spread of coronavirus, and that when one chooses to deliberately not take precautions, they have in fact participated in murder. So that's one view, right? I'm going to come back to that a little bit later. Another view, which you could call maybe a libertarian view, if you will, the deliberate failure to wear a mask or take precautions is clearly never immoral, and thus we are always free or to wear or not wear a mask because of our own individual liberty, right? Keep your religion and your politics out of my mask wearing. I do as I feel right, and you can't tell me what to do kind of view. Now, if you notice, these are kind of two extreme positions. Maybe nobody even holds them. But what we're going to see is we're going to flesh out some of the key principles and try to understand how to answer this question. Are you guilty of murder if you don't wear a mask? So to flesh it out a little bit, let's talk about the first fact that all of our actions, it's a key principle of Catholic theology. Every action you do has eternal consequences. That doesn't mean that every action you do has a clear right and wrong. We're going to come back to that in a moment. When the church looks at human acts, one particular chapter of the catechism, it's chapter 1, article 4 of the catechism, it looks at, there's the object of the act, there's the intent, and there's the circumstances. So let's start off with the object of the act. The object of the act is the act itself, in a certain sense, removed from circumstances and intent. Now, if you're starting to realize, that's where a lot of decisions are going to lie, in circumstances and intent. In regards to the object, it is certain that certain actions are at all times and always immoral. That is, there are some things that can never be done. They're sometimes referred to as intrinsically evil. Some examples, hopefully this doesn't trigger too many people, but sex outside of a valid marriage, abortion, and the murder of innocent people. Those are some actions that we can never do, that should never be done. However, and if you know anything about living, you know most actions are not that black and white. They're not intrinsically evil. So some actions are generally immoral. This is a good one to remember, but might not necessarily be in a given situation. For an example, it is generally immoral to steal, but the tradition is always held that in the case of extreme necessity, it is allowed to steal. You're allowed to steal bread to feed your family. So, like, if your family's starving and you're hungry and you don't have money to pay for bread, you could hypothetically steal it. Now, of course, this could be misunderstood, but that's the most extreme case. So it's not an absolute that in all circumstances you can never steal. That is, there are some circumstances where you are allowed to steal. In this regards, wearing a mask is not an absolute obligation. To understand the morality of mask wearing, we have to understand the intent and the circumstances behind the action. While it is a general good to take precautions and to protect others, due to the nature of mask wearing, we cannot say that wearing a mask is an absolute obligation. That is, in every circumstance, all times, you have to 100% of the time wear a mask. Obviously, I don't believe that, right? Because I'm not wearing a mask right now. We can get into that later. I think this could be fleshed out a little more, especially how do we understand the obligations of government. But for now, we can say at least that it is not always true that if a person fails to wear a mask, they have committed murder. However, there's more to the story. In terms of intent, a bad will always destroys the goodness of an action. For example, imagine a group of terrorists. Like, make these terrorists as bad as you can think of, right? They just want to kill and pillage. They just want to destroy the world. And so they set up a school and a hospital so that they win the loyalty of the people and advance their agenda of global domination. Really make them evil in your minds, right? So on the surface, the object of the action is good, schools, hospitals. The intent has turned it evil. In this regard, anyone who completely ignores safety precautions because their desire is to create fear or to cause harm to another person is clearly guilty of a sin, here's a good point, in the degree to which they understand the consequences of their actions. Thus, if someone chooses to spread a virus intentionally to harm a person, they are guilty of injustice to that person. If their intent is to kill, even if the person doesn't die, they are guilty of murder in their conscience because they have chosen to seek the life of another. Obviously, we could say most people on both sides of current debates about mask wearing don't have an evil intention. That is, they don't want to intentionally kill or harm other people. So then we got to get into circumstances. There are two things to consider when we deal with circumstances. First, we need to get into this idea of conscience. Conscience takes broad principles and applies them to concrete circumstances. So a good definition of conscience. I get this from Liguori, but I believe it comes from Aquinas. He has it in quotation marks, but I forgot to look up the citation. So it is a judgment or practical command of reason in which we judge something must be done here and now as good or something to be avoided as evil. Elsewhere, the great doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori, explains that conscience, in a certain sense, interprets moral law and the broad principles of morality in individual circumstances. We can think of your conscience like a judge that weighs the circumstances and makes a decision, kind of within you, like a judge within. So it is clear that in the case of the coronavirus, we should be aware of the need for safety, but how each person interprets this is a matter of conscience. In this case, our conscience takes in all the information, data, everything that the government is telling us, all of our obligations, and creates a perception of how these principles are to be applied in our lives day by day. The church says that we must always follow our conscience. Now that can be fleshed out. There's more to that. But the reality is, if you think something is good, you're required to do it. If you think something is evil, you're required to avoid it. So assuming our will is good, and we are earnestly seeking to uphold the good, the wearing of masks can be understood as depending on the circumstances and one's conscience. So strictly speaking, it is not murder for someone to not wear a mask if their intention is not evil and they do not believe they are putting other lives in danger. However, in certain circumstances, it would be immoral if someone was reckless, such as in a hospital, or in caring for a population that require extra precautions. So let's go now back to the objections, the points we made at the beginning. So the first one, about all circumstances, not wearing a mask, you're committing murder. First, the morality of the action is not about the object of the action, because mask wearing is not absolutely required by the moral law, but a matter of intention and circumstances. In this regard, someone would be guilty of murder if they believe that their actions could lead to the death of another, but innocent if they honestly hold that their actions are safe and responsible. In the matters of extreme carelessness, such as in hospital or certain high-risk environments, a person is guilty of a lesser sin if they neglect their duty. The second says, in all circumstances, not wearing masks is always neutral. First, this is wrong by way if the intention of the person in choosing to do it is doing so to harm others. Also, in cases of negligence, where people ought to be more cautious, this would be immoral, but not to the extent as if someone intentionally seeks to harm another. So you've seen I've fleshed out this idea of conscience and the importance of circumstances. So I'm going to get into it. I'm going to probably put this in the text after the fact. How does this relate to voting? Well, the reality is the church gives us broad principles, and then we have to apply them in concrete circumstances. So I'm going to flesh this out. I'm going to discuss pro-life. Can we vote for a pro-choice candidate? That's going to be a future sermon. I'm going to talk about communism and things like this. But the reality is that when it comes to voting, it gets at this idea of circumstances, which is always an interpretation of conscience. Not saying that your actions are completely immoral, or not immoral, but neutral, but that there are always consequences, but you have to have a well-formed conscience. So we're going to discuss this more in the future. Hopefully I didn't put you to sleep, but we definitely discuss afterwards. I'm curious your feedback, and we'll continue to discuss this in preparation for the coming election. Amen.